Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop right here on this frequency. Well, each week we take a cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. It's sort of a free-form adventure. You know, I need to take a moment to thank some of my radio mentors over the years, which I've never done. I grew up listening to a DJ named Johnny Tripp on WFEA in Manchester, New Hampshire. That was 1370 AM. And somehow I got into classical music listening to Robert J. Lertzema. And he had a very low voice for talking about Mozart and so forth. Ah, yes, those were the days before Morning Edition. Anyways, thanks for coming along on the journey. You never know what you're going to hear, and it's never the same show twice.
lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the moon, the stars above, and don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. When I saw you first, the time was half past three. On its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together.
Yeah. was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown. And they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble in a brook and watched the ripples run away, and they never made a sound, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Hello, 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 goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Well, we started that set off with Mr. Sven Liebeck, my favorite Norwegian-Australian composer, with a tune called Quasar from his library LP, Solar Flares. Then we heard a set of 45s from the Radio Thrift Shop archive, starting with the Sandpipers and a tune called Wave from 1969. Then the Sheffields and Blowin' in the Wind, the Love Generation after that, Playing on the Strings of the Wind, and finally Simon and Garfunkel, Leaves That Are Green. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and on classicalwscs.org.
Vernon Dahlhart, one of the founding fathers of country music, got his start in New York City opera halls. You're on the Soundbeat.
They give him his orders at Monroe, but in your saying feet, you're way behind time.
You're listening to Vernon Dahlhart with Wreck of the Old 97. He may have started his career in New York, but he was all cowboy. Born Marion Slaughter, he took his stage name from the Texas towns he used to drive cattle between, Vernon and, well, you guessed it, Dahlhart.
And when we cross that wide old mountain, you can watch old night as heaven roll.
When he recorded this song in 1924, it became the best-selling single of its time. Not only that, it was the best-selling non-holiday record in the first 70 years of recorded music. The opera country connection isn't a traditionally strong one. Dahlhart made the leap, though. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Get on the Soundbeat whenever you want. Sign up for our podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Well, I know this is non-commercial radio, but I am going to mention a product that is in development, and this is good news for radio listeners and radio lovers. The rumor is that the Sea Crane Company is developing a Skywave SSB radio, which is going to include AM, FM, shortwave, airband, weather, and single sideband reception. What that means with a single sideband reception is that you will be able to hear pirate radio a lot easier, because pirates typically broadcast in single sideband, either upper sideband or lower sideband. And that's rumored to be coming from Sea Crane Company. That's very cool. It's been a long time since we've had a really good shortwave radio developed in the United States. And so something to look forward to open the world of radio listening. On occasion, I do like to play new music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. So we're going to start off this set with a brand new cassette by Loner Deluxe called Songs I Taped Off the Radio.
I'm very excited to be able to share with you all this evening my experiences with the flying saucer. I only hope that I can remember all the details, because it was very, very exciting.
Thank you. think this is really original idea. Talking to your tape recorder, you know, makes me feel a little bit better.
This is DJ Frederick welcoming listeners from KOWS to the Radio Thrift Shop. KOWS is broadcasting at 92.5 FM in Occidental, California, and online at KOWS92-5.org.
Thank you.
From her classic album Testimony, that's Canadian singer-songwriter Farron, who I had the great pleasure to see in concert in Claremont, New Hampshire, back in the 1980s. Tune called Misty Mountain. Before that, from YouTube, Iondella playing the oud and the Native American flute. We started off from a brand new cassette released by Loner Deluxe. The name of the cassette is Songs I Taped Off the Radio. Absolutely love that title. We heard Winter's Last Fire and Summer Song. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Like the red star that from his flaming hair shakes down disease, pestilence, and war. That's Homer's description of a comet, and it reflects the view shared by our ancestors that what appeared to be flaming stars were harbingers of doom.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Well, today we know that comets are balls of ice and debris, and they're still viewed on Earth with awe and some uncertainty. Edwin Krupp is director of the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles.
Comets appear out of nowhere. They look different than anything else. You know, when they're bright, you see them streaming this tail behind. You watch the comet move across the background stars, unlike the orderly motion of the moon or the sun or the planets. And so very early on, people regarded comets as a sign or, in fact, the actual agent of trouble. As time has gone on and our knowledge of the physical universe has evolved, we've gotten a better physical understanding of comets, but it hasn't necessarily changed the way people talk about them. I mean, we have the majority of the population today perfectly happy to see Comet Hale-Bopp, and yet there are segments of the population that still say that comet was a signal of the troubles of our time. Well, they've been omens of disaster for thousands of years. For some folks, they're going to be omens of disaster for the future. People who are paying attention, however, will get much better pleasure from comets. First, they're gorgeous, unexpected, a delightful surprise. Second, rather than being omens of the future, they are, in fact, messages of the past. These are primordial pieces of our solar system. These comets, as we study them now, tell us how this whole local neighborhood came into being. They're among the most valuable things we can look at.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Thank you.
The Soft Pastels with a tune called Swirl Around. Before that, the band Orange, the song called Daisy. Absolutely love the band Orange, and I think they only released a couple of 7-inch singles and maybe an EP during the 1990s. Before that, Olive Is the Sun with a cover of the Cocteau Twins tune Sugar Hiccup. And we started that set off with Richard Alfaro and Aaliyah. Kind of a very cool indie pop shoegaze set there here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. There is something very impressive about the artistic energy of independent filmmakers. They thrive on the challenge of bringing their artistic dreams to the screen, sometimes pushing boundaries to incredible extremes. Take, for instance, Victoria, a German full-length film shot in a single take. Yes, they turned the camera on and created a film with rich characterization, emotional range, wild action sequences, and locations all over the city of Berlin. 2 hours later, they turned the camera off, finished film in hand. Victoria is an exploration of a single eventful night, opening with Victoria dancing with abandon at the disco. Leaving the club in the wee hours, she is chatted up by Son and his charming, if rough-edged crew. She falls in, laughing, dancing, and horsing around, and oh, by the way, robbing a bank. The question that must be asked about such an aggressive experiment is, would we recommend Victoria even without its device? At first, the story proceeds slowly and we think, uh-oh. But wait. Artfully stylish progression allows time for characters to grow into fully fleshed out people we care about. And when their story spins out of control, we are glued to the screen. The answer? Definitely. Victoria. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental. Film lovers will enjoy visiting indiefilmminute.com, finding great film discovery in the archives, and challenging thought in our blog.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. The North American Shortwave Association is alive and well and publishing a monthly 40-page zine about shortwave radio. Inside its pages, you will find guides to radio stations, frequencies, and times that they are broadcasting, historical information, and news from shortwave stations around the world. There's even loggings of pirate radio broadcasts. The NASWA Journal is the most comprehensive resource for shortwave listeners in North America. And it's not online, it's on paper and in your hands. For more information, write to the North American Shortwave Association, 45 Wildflower Road, Levittown, Pennsylvania, 19057. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll see you on the shortwaves. Well, that voice and that music sounded familiar. All right, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you've enjoyed this hour of music and madness. There is a method to my madness, and a madness to my method of creating a freeform mix here at the Thrift Shop. Coming to you from WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, been on the airwaves here since 1999. If you'd like to communicate, there is a Facebook group. Just do a search for Radio Thrift Shop. All right, we're going to cruise on out. Remember, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. Shalom.